air and sunshine, fresh air and sunshine, brighten your day today.
Welcome to Better Living, a program sponsored by the Camden Seventh-day Adventist Church. Better Living is heard each Wednesday and Thursday at this time and will provide listeners with life-changing, Christ-centered, natural health information that will enable you to effectively prevent disease and apply simple natural principles to your life so that you may enjoy a greater degree of health and wellness.
Your world today.
Good afternoon and welcome back to the Better Living Radio program. My name is Peter Lewis and we're pleased to be able to join you. I have a special guest with us once again today, Thomas Jackson. Welcome to the Better Living Radio program.
Thank you, Peter. Good to be here once again.
Yes, we are opening up the line today for listeners to call in with your question, your comments, just any question you have. As a matter of fact, we're going to do everything we can to encourage you to call in. We have some free gifts to give you. Now, these are not just any gifts, right?
That's right. They're not any gift.
You've seen these gifts change people's lives.
That's right. Absolutely. For over several years, these gifts that you're going to talk about, people have received them, applied the principles within these things that we're going to share with you, and we have testimonies after testimonies, the benefits of this information. And as we say, today, we're giving them away free.
Free.
Normally, they have a price to it. They have a price to these wonderful gifts that you're getting ready to talk about.
It's all right. These are some little booklets that gives you, without a lot of elaboration, a lot of nothing, they go right to the point, telling you how to deal with some of the health challenges that you might have. The title of these books are Taking the Itis Out of Arthritis. Now, that sounds pretty good.
Yes, sir. Because that is one of my favorite books, because you know that I had arthritis.
Yeah.
And I'm quite sure those in our listening audience here probably are suffering from that too. So that book tells us not only what arthritis is, but how to really be pain-free naturally.
You mean it's possible to be pain-free
from arthritis? Well, Peter, I stand here after a 10-year battle with arthritis with no pain and no aches, and we've been working with people for 30 years with arthritis. There's different forms. We can probably talk about that later, different forms, whether it's rheumatoid, bursitis, whether it's osteoarthritis, but that book covers it.
The bottom line is that this book will give you step-by-step instruction how you can free yourself or your loved ones from these conditions, arthritis, taking the itis out of arthritis. A free little booklet. If you call in, let me give you the numbers, 584-7570 and 584-4444. Call in with your question. We'll simply take your information and we'll mail you a copy of these books. The next book on the list is Disarming Diabetes.
The number three killer on the list of diseases, which is now increasing. You know, statistics have stated that by the year 2010, since diabetes is an epidemic, there would not be enough medical doctors to attend to all these cases.
Wow.
Now, we're talking about the number is staggering, and we're talking about those who have been diagnosed, but there's many people walking around with diabetes predisposition. And I know that we work and you work with a lot of people with diabetes, two types, type 1, type 2. But in our experience, and probably your experience too, Peter, we have seen people, and especially type 2, come off all insulin, period.
Absolutely.
Just through natural lifestyle. So this book tells you also how to disarm diabetes.
Wow. And the next one on the list is Answers to Cancer. Cancer, the number two killer in America.
It's the number two killer. Well, I just found out that it's replaced heart disease number one now.
Are you kidding?
That's right. You see, probably 45, only 1 out of 15 people were dying of cancer. That's in 1945. That's something like almost 21 years ago. Today, 2006, we're talking about 1 out of 4 people are dying of cancer. And within the United States now, it's become around the world. And so cancer is definitely a deadly disease. You know, either some of us, maybe a listening audience might have experienced that now. We might know some loved ones.
Absolutely.
I work with people. There are people in my family that have had cancer. And it's a condition that is lifestyle. Some of the situation is beyond our control. But we do believe that we can provide the body with the right resources to prevent. Right here in this area, Bend County, you know, it has a high rate of cancer. So this book here tells us how to avoid and even how to address it naturally.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And the next one on the list is Silent Killer, High Blood Pressure.
Mm-hmm. And Heart Disease.
And Heart Disease, yeah, that's right. So if you want to get a copy of this particular book, all you have to do is to call in. Even if you just call in and give us your name and your information, we'll gladly send you this book here or the one of your choice.
Right.
Then we have Arresting Allergies. You know, I remember sometime recently a lady brought her daughter to us. She was about 12 or so, and she was scheduled to go to the allergy specialist in Huntington, but the mom wanted to see what alternative therapies would do for the daughter. And so she came and we put her on a program, put her on a cleansing, detoxify her system. She was able to bypass all allergy specialists. Mm. She hasn't had a problem with it.
It's making some simple lifestyle changes.
Simple lifestyle changes.
And so what we're talking about then, these conditions such as allergies and ones that we mentioned previously, it's not something mysterious about these conditions.
No.
These are lifestyle diseases.
Absolutely.
And we do have personal responsibility if we want to be healthy. So
absolutely,
health really is a choice and not a chance, Dan.
It is a choice.
Yeah.
It is a choice. And we're making that choice every day. Every
That's
time
right.
we pass the, we either pass or stop at the big Golden Arch or
the Golden Arches or, you know. Or I'm loving it. And so they have a choice now to even call in and get this free information.
Yes, and they can learn how to naturally assist the body in ridding
That's
itself.
Right. That's right.
Then we have Winning the Battle of the Bulge.
Yeah.
You know, that's talking about weight loss, right?
Weight loss. And I tell you, it's a weight loss craze that is permeating throughout this United States here. People trying to lose weight, gain weight. They try many kinds of diets. Some work, some do not work. Mm-hmm. But in the book, we're not talking about a special diet. We're not talking about a special weight loss. We're talking about a lifestyle program that will put that person in charge and taking personal responsibility.
Yeah.
And we believe when you follow this program, which is based on, number one, biblical principles, scientifically proven and clinically, you know, also proven, that people realizing that without, you know, investing a lot of money, just your time, you can find yourself living healthy.
Absolutely.
So these are the free books we're going to give the folk.
Yeah, we'll give them these free books. All they have to do is to call in 584-7570, 584-4444. And we're standing by to answer your question or to listen to your comments. Let the phone line ring now. Don't hesitate.
That's right.
Well, you know, some of the challenges that people actually are dealing with include overweight situation, the condition of overweight. Is there a pill for that?
Mm-hmm.
What shall we do about that situation?
And when you say it's definitely alarming because also obesity is epidemic, especially among young children now.
Yeah,
I just heard on a recent newscast they had a pill that they now want to make it available without prescription over the counter.
I think it's
maybe the starch blocker. I think it deals with blocking the starch. Mm-hmm. Within the digestive system. I remember years and years ago when we operated the Earth Food Health Food Store, this pill was coming out. And I refused to carry this pill because I had a little understanding of physiology. So I refused to take it. And then several years later, they had some serious complication with this pill.
Mm.
So to answer your question, anytime you take a pill to try to lose weight, which you're going to interfere with body metabolism.
Right.
And that throws your whole body metabolism.
It's going to throw
now, you might lose some weight, but now you're going to create long-range complication when you disturb natural process.
Mm.
And so I don't see a pill is the answer for losing weight. I see lifestyle. I see that a person need to make some choices, healthy choices.
Mm.
And I think, you know, God has given us this ability to make choices. We call the will.
Yeah.
And we need to make decisions. We want to be healthy. We resolve. We don't promise. We want to be healthy.
Right.
And therefore, I think a lot of the weight problem, most people say maybe we're born with it, but, you know, that's a fine line. But I think that most of us deal with our emotions and our choices we make.
Emotions and choices.
That's right. Because sometimes people become emotional. You know, they're not happy with themselves.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about stress compounds the situation. We go on eating binge, and we're not proactive. We're more spectators. We're not participants. You know, exercise is something that only thing we exercise is our thumbs and our finger, remote control.
It's exercise is optional in today's society.
It's optional in society, but when we're talking about being healthy, it's not an option.
No, it's not an option.
It's just like getting up going to work. It's not an option to go to work.
Right.
If you don't go to work, you're not going to eat.
You're right. You know, once upon a time, you know, you had to do a lot of walking to get from your car to your house or to get to work, you know. But these days, society is of such a, you can sit at work and just sit there all day.
That's right. Even in my busy activity, and my wife and I now definitely has taken, you know, exercise very important because even in your life, because we deal with a lot of stress.
Right.
And exercise, not only dealing with weight, but any aspect. And so some simple suggestion for people who may be overweight. If you're driving your car, say you're going to Walmart, instead of trying to find the closest spot to the door, you know what I'm saying?
Sir.
Unless, you know, park a little distance.
Yeah.
You know, if there's maybe two flights that are taking the elevator, you know, that doesn't take the place of systematic walking.
Right.
But I'm saying we must engage in activity.
Activity.
When we're dealing with weight problem, our income is greater than our outcome.
Mm.
So we're putting in, but we're not putting out.
We're not exerting
energy. And so we're setting and we're inactive. So I don't think you can find a pill that's going to have positive long-range effect in dealing with weight control.
So it always comes back to the lifestyle, but then people are faced with, you know, those with weakened willpower who know that this thing is right, who know that the information is that has been shared is right, but their appetite is telling, boy, but this tastes so good. I enjoy it so much. So we have a struggle between the appetite and the will and what is right.
Based on that, Peter, and I thank God for this type of program because we not only look at it from a scientific perspective, but I think the underlying cause, like these little booklets we are offering free, we put into those booklets the power of choice. Then we show the people, the person, the reader, how to access this power. And I remember reading in Proverbs 23. Now, as we look at Proverbs 23, verse 1 and 2, and we need to understand what God is saying, because if we don't have a spirit to understand what God is saying, then we'll take this so literally and we'll kill ourselves. But notice what it says. It says in verse 1, Proverbs 23, verse 1, when thou sittest to eat with a ruler, consider diligently what is before thee. So God said, consider. Now look at verse 2, and it says, put a knife to thy throat if thou be a man given to appetite.
Wow.
Now, people said, put a knife to my throat? I mean, I need to take a regular knife and cut my throat? Now, we don't have a time to give a Bible study, but the knife represents the word of God.
That's right.
You know, God's word is like a two-edged sword.
So
God said that we must use principles in his word. And so when we talk about the will, no, we don't have willpower. We have the will. God has the power.
That's all right.
You see, here's when you look at the word responsibility, I break that word down. Responsibility simply means my respond to God's ability to empower me to do what is right.
That's all right.
And so our audience don't have to be without that power. All they need to do is say, look, I want to be healthy.
That's all.
I'm going to make a choice.
It's a choice.
And now there's a Father in heaven who in 3 John 2, as you know, he said, beloved, I wish above all things. I want you to prosper and be in health even as thy soul prosper.
And
so God wants us to be healthy.
Absolutely.
So we can call on him.
No question.
We can call
on him. You know, when you look at the situation, some of the lifestyle principles, such as eating a heavy meal late in the evening, is one of the key factor in putting on a lot of weight.
Or extra pounds.
Yeah.
That's right.
Because we put in a large amount of meal in the evening after we've expended all that energy during the day. And then what do we do with it?
And it stores up, and that's a very good point. One of the things I share the people that we give these, conduct these workshops, breakfast skippers will have the tendency to be overweight on the way because of custom and tradition. You know, the average person eat their heaviest meal at night when the body metabolism, as you know, slows down.
Right.
And when we sleep at night, the body's going through a resting and rebuilding process. The liver is detoxifying, and the body's synthesizing protein. So while we sleep, and we have this all this food in our stomach. We might have our eyes closed, but I said our stomach is still partying and still is active. And so that food does not go to energy. Mm. It stores up as fat.
Absolutely.
So if we're going to have a third meal, it needs to be at least 5 hours before we sleep. And it need not be our steak and potatoes and barbecue in the evening time. You know, we need to have a good breakfast, a good lunch, and a light supper. Mm-hmm. And we said, well, what about my family? The key is, if you're dead and gone, your family have no one to share their love with.
That's true.
And so I had to make some adjustments in that situation. So if you're going to eat a third meal, that heavy meal is definitely detrimental when a person trying to lose weight. But not only losing weight, but any situation.
It's a healthier lifestyle.
That's right.
To, you know, one of the things that happen is that people who eat that heavy meal more often than not do not feel like having a breakfast in the morning.
That is absolutely right. They are not hungry, and they can go on and on. And this, not only with weight problem, but this predisposed them to also hypoglycemic, diabetes. Mm-hmm. It also affects the brain because the brain needs this glucose. You know,
absolutely.
Let me see you get up and get in your automobile without fuel. You got to fill the tank up
absolutely.
In the morning. So that's why in society they give people what they call a coffee break and donuts. Because it sends the sugar level up.
That's right.
So that heavy meal is something that definitely interferes with, you know, a proper healthy lifestyle.
Friends, we'd like to encourage you to call in with your question. Do you have a question about arthritis? Do you have a question about diabetes? How about allergy? Asthma? You know, that's the other one. Asthma. We've talked a lot about asthma and dairy product connection. We've had some gentlemen on the program, Robert Cohen.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a website, nutmilk.org.
Right.
He states emphatically that you eliminate milk and dairy product from your diet and your asthma will pretty much go.
Mm.
And, you know, we have two nephews that been with us now for a couple of years from New York. They both had asthma. Now, when they moved to Tennessee, they came with their asthma medication and all that stuff. That we haven't put them in a program for asthma. Mm. They just been living here, and they never had a problem with asthma.
Just been living the way you live, eating what you eat, and therefore their asthma has disappeared.
1 year after they've been here in Tennessee, they went back in the summer last year to visit their parents. Now, the first night they got in New York, when they got there, it was about late night, and so about 3 o'clock they said, "Mommy, I'm hungry." So mommy got the favorite cereal, and they dumped the milk on the cereal, and they had cereal that hours of the night. That same night, the boy had to be rushed to the emergency room with asthma attack.
Which proves
after 1 year, no asthma, no problem with it. And now since that time, they've been back after a month or so, they've been back, no asthma.
Mm-hmm. Simple.
It's so simple.
But yet, I know it's a challenge to our listening audience, but I believe that health is not in a bottle. You know, there might be an emergency situation, but health is a choice. And I believe that we should not say, well, I'm not able to do that. I'm not, I don't know if I can survive.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with the fact whether you're able, it has to do with the fact, do you want to be healthy? It's your choice.
That's right.
And as you and I believe, we believe that God would empower that individual to do that. If they're really serious about being healthy,
if they're
because
serious.
I tell people that we spend the first 40 years of our lives spending our health on gaining wealth, and the next 40 years of our lives spending our wealth on regaining our health. And so, health is wealth, Peter.
Health is wealth.
And so, we want this radio program is here to be a blessing to educate ourselves how to live. You know, according to natural laws.
Absolutely.
You know, very important to understand that.
And as a church, since we've been here, we try to host different community programs like community health clinic.
Right.
We attend a fair and set up a booth there, health booth, show people, demonstrate the effects of tobacco. In fact, this year is the only year since the past 3 years that we have not had a stop smoking program.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but if there's a listener out there that's been struggling with smoking situation, you need help to quit smoking, you can also call us at 584-2670, and we'll help you. I want to give out Brother Jackson's contact information for some of you who have been in contact with him in years past. His contact information is...
Telephone number is 731-986-3518. That's our telephone number. Or you can go to our website, at Meet Ministry, MeetMinistry.org.
Mm-hmm. You know, also during the week on Sabbath, which is Saturday, the language you understand, the fourth Sabbath, the fourth Saturday of each month, our church there, the Seventh-day Adventist Church, is having a natural remedies workshop.
Mm-hmm.
This week actually begins the first one this Saturday coming at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So you don't have to worry about coming to church. I mean, we'd love for you to come to church in the morning, but you can come to that natural remedies workshop this Saturday, Sabbath, at 3 o'clock and learn some more of the natural remedies.
And I think that would be a blessing. And also, we will continue to make these books available because I think we should periodically, even though we have not received any calls these couple of days, I believe people are there listening.
I think they're listening.
And so let us continue to make some offering. We're going to, for the next few weeks or so, make these books available through this radio ministry for those who will contact this ministry and let it even just say, well, I've been listening to your program and I enjoyed it. Oh, well, some of the things you say I don't enjoy. Even we'll send you a book.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So our listening friends, and one last thing before we go off the air, health information is coming out as public knowledge now. A few days ago, last week, Jim put a newspaper, a large center column newspaper of the Jackson Sun, all featuring tofu and soy. That's right,
so
featuring soy.
So it's not it's nothing new now.
It's not new.
And so it's what we're talking about is not strange. And so we just want Benton County's be healthy.
Healthy, wealthy,
and wise.
Thank you and may God bless you.
Amen.